about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 2 p.m. on a Monday. You know what that means. Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. We are very excited to be here today. It has been a crazy few weeks. That was just DJ Never Forget, who's hopping in his seat one second. But we have a very packed show today. First, quick shout out to TechServe, the lovely sponsors that keep our computers running and moving and shaking and shimmying all throughout the DJ nights and the disco days. Big shout out to Jack Inslee, our producer, RecTech, our engineer. Big shout out to Roberta's, who's keeping our bellies full with delicious pizza and calzone. Never forget. Hey. What was that?
Hold track? On. Howdy. That was just the Lauren Flax remix of Telepathy, who will be on the show today. And that's Lauren Flax, not Telepathy. But nonetheless, yes. We'd love to have Telepathy in here.
And, you know, we also love to have Lauren Flax. This is her third appearance.
Yeah.
This is the official. Yeah. If we're going to...
She's had two guests, two guest slots, and now an official guest slot.
Yeah. She filled in for me while we were producing Dinner with the Band, which we're going to get into a little bit with our lovely producer and assistant director, Luke John
lovely?
Riffle.
How about handsome?
I'd go with handsome.
Yeah, thanks. That's Luke jumping in there.
Well, it depends.
Hey,
if you're wearing your boots and your pants, Terry. Yes, but your boots and your kilt, you know, I say lovely.
Nice breeze on the down unders.
Oof.
So yeah, it's been, you know, also we sound a little tired today, it's because Fashion Week has started, and I don't think, we don't like to talk about as much, but we are actually twin models.
Twin models.
Twin models. Well, we're twins.
Twin bikini models.
All right, now you're just teasing people. We're actually models. We've done a few runway shows this weekend. We got a few more coming up, so.
Let's see. We're doing the Green Eggs and Ham Dr. Seuss collection, I think. And the Spit Roast.
Anyway, we're actually DJing some good parties this week.
Oscar Mayer's got a line coming out that Baloney's no longer the first name. That's all I'm going to say. I can't give away anything.
You have ruined my joke. I was going to pretend that we didn't just have faces for radio and that we were models.
Faces for radio, bodies for the internet.
Yes.
But we
are actually DJing a few parties, but most notably the one that we're most excited about is...
Well, we're excited about all of them.
Yeah. But I'm very... How about the one I'm proudest of?
I think I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Love Brigade.
Yes.
Yes. This Friday, The Space on 8th, a.k.a. Old Supreme Trading.
Love Brigade is going to be showing their new line. We're going to be DJing their runway installation. Not a show.
Installation. Hit us up at music@fotpnyc.com for guest list. We'll hook it up.
We'll set you up.
The reason why I was away last week, and I think that's
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, oh, that's right. Was that we were recording season one, A Dinner with the Band for IFC, and we're going to get into the actual production, talk about it in a little bit. But you know, sometimes you forget to take yourself out when you produce. But we reminded to take ourselves out, and we went to a very lovely Steak and Chop dinner at DeStefano's.
Yes,
which. Which is amazing. Fantastic.
I feel like DeStefano's is one of those places that I, in my younger years of Brooklyn, I would always kind of like, you know, stumble by it at like 4 a.m. and be like, what is this place? And eventually, you know, stopped and read that it was, you know, a Steak and Chop house. And it's amazing. There, you know, there's a long history to DeStefano's. The building itself has been in the family since the 20s, I believe. It was like, you know, just like a party hall or whatever.
It used to be an ice cream shop.
Yeah, it used to be an ice cream shop. Then it was like a
pool hall.
What's like an old fashioned term for a place where people used to gather?
A salon.
No. Okay. Not 1800s.
I mean, a salon. I'm sorry.
Was that Luke?
A roadhouse.
I can't think of it.
First off, salons existed well past 1800s.
Probably not. Check your Wikipedia. Anyway, the what's great about the place, it's
the French surrealists gathered in salons. Anyway, so you can go there and get the steak,
which is fine.
It's more than fine.
Yeah,
it's a gorgeous piece of
meat.
Well,
I mean, fine. Like that's like, you know, if you want to go and get a steak, that's
fine. You want to be obvious.
Yeah, but we're not obvious.
No,
we're models. but the thing that they pride themselves, well, first off, it's a great room because they have pictures of all the generations of family, weddings, everything that's happened
babies.
In the babies that were born and then had weddings. That's how long the history is.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
it's families.
But they grew up from, they're not babies having weddings. That would be ridiculous.
No, these are definitely people who are well over 18.
Yeah. So they what's great is, and the service is very great. It's still run by the same family.
Owner is usually there.
Usually
down to chat.
Yeah. But stops by, serves, you know, refills your wine, talks about the family, tells you about the space. What's really great there is the veal chops and the pork chops.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Thick.
I mean, the chop that I got was...
like murder weapon thick.
Like, it was $40. And it was just... and two of them, I believe. I actually hit a blackout meat coma halfway through and I can't remember what was in there, but it was amazing. The service was amazing. It's great. They usually do like, you know, I think there was a room for 40 maybe.
Yeah. It's a room for 40. It's great. For the website, just go to steakhouse.com. It's 89 Consilia Street. I can never pronounce it. But it's great, and Consalia, thank you. But you know, it's one of those places where you're like, oh, I got a place, and you look pretty hip. Anyway, so we're gonna get back into the music for a second. Then we're gonna come back and talk to Luke Riffle from Dinner with the Band, producer, AD. You listen to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was just 45-33, the LCD sound system track with a remix by Paluski, who we are very excited to be bringing to Brooklyn Bowl on September 26th.
And into Philadelphia.
And into Philadelphia.
At Silk City on the 25th.
I guess they're serving cutoffs today, or jump-ins. As I forget, just served me one.
Ugh. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am your host, Finger on the Pulse, with my soon-to-be former co-host, Terry Diabolik.
So BrooklynBowl.com to buy your tickets, $10, Paluski coming in. It's going to be a blowout.
We're already moving a lot of tickets, so I would say get them while you can. It's going to be a great Saturday night. And you know what? I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be. It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. And it's good to be back.
It's good to be back. Oh, and let's talk about Heritage just started their podcast services.
Hello.
So this might not apply for all of our regular listeners who need it like immediately. I need my fix. But if you're more like I want to go to the gym and listen to some like husky DJ twin voices who sound like a man with schizophrenia, then get our podcasts. If you actually just go to iTunes, this is my favorite thing. Go to iTunes, search Snacky Tunes. Boom.
Boom.
Subscribe. It'll download into your box every week. Really, guys? Really? Yeah? All right. That got them. It'll download in, and we've got all of our, and we have from Drop the Lime, Moby, Flostradamus, Tijuana, and all of our great guests like Liz Carollo,
Irene Wong, Rob Rothman.
So if you want to, hear our progression over the last couple of months, listen at your leisure.
Can you progress from great to great?
Great to greatness.
Ah, yes.
Anyway, so I'd like to hold on a second. What I'd like to do is see if this works. I don't know.
Then move the studio around. Anyway, while Greg figures.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Luke Riffle's in the building.
Thank you.
Luke Riffle, everybody.
Luke Riffle.
Anyway, so Luke Riffle. Just a quick little history.
First off, howdy.
Howdy. How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Did you enjoy True Blood last night?
Yes, I did.
Okay, there we go.
Great.
Got to say, I was actually at Irene Wong's last night watching True
Blood.
That's
right. And I just for all you that care, she made her beef bourguignon.
She did.
Last night. She wrote me. She's like, I was listening to the podcast, and I listened to it, and she made it last night. And delicious.
Fantastic.
Anyway,
I brought you guys some.
You did?
It's in the office.
In the office. Okay, anyway. If we
you,
Luke.
Another boss.
We can't find the clock. Anyway, so quick history. So Luke and I met a few years ago when he was a cameraman on Throwdown with Bobby Flay. And over the last few years, we have produced and worked on quite a few shows. Most recently, Dinner with the Band.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of people look at cooking shows and, you know, they're easy to follow, but it's pretty hard to produce, actually. And it's not like a clap on the back for us like this, but it's you know, you're producing television and then you're bringing in this food element because on like commercials, things like that, the food that you're making needs to not only taste, but, you know, physically represent what you're making at home because you don't want to sort of psych the viewer out. So I'm trying to think about some of our war stories about it. I mean, why don't you talk a little bit about your history of how you got involved with food and shooting for the Food Network?
Well, my first fooding show was Throwdown with Bobby Flay. When I met you,
right.
I was brought in as a camera guy, and then I worked there for a while. I just got off a bit working with the Cake Boss for TLC,
awesome.
Which is it's more of a reality show, but it's got that great food element. And now we did Kitchen Conspirators together.
We did Kitchen Conspirators.
Which was a documentary series.
4-part documentary series on the Whisk and Ladle Supper Club, which if you go to food2.com, and that's the number 2.
The number 2. That's where it is right now.
But, you know, as I met you as a cameraman and you were also a producer, but when I first met you as a cameraman, you know, talk to me a little bit about the difference of when you're shooting. I mean, you've done commercials for everything, commercials from GE to like, you know, your film about a boxer to like landscapes to, I mean, you've done everything. So what's the approach that you bring to when you're shooting food in both, I guess, shooting and producing, you know, different than other type of programming?
I think the main thing about when you shoot food is not to think of it as something different. Use your standard 3-point lighting as you would light a person or a 3-dimensional object of any other type. Use of natural light is the best way to go. use compression with your lens, get a real small depth of field for the focus, and just really try to make the food pop almost alive. Having a great food stylist with you, and like for our last show with having Pablo on as a
Pablo Muniz
as our food producer was hands down the way to go.
Now, you know what a lot of people don't realize is that how big, like really, I guess the behind the scenes team is, and we just mentioned Pablo, but you know, you try and really use what you're cooking with, and if you can cook to time and not do a swap out,
like Julia Child.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like we've spent a lot of time watching Julia Child, things like that. But it's tough. I mean, it's really tough to really get in there and just understand and looking at a script. And you know, when you and I were writing our scripts together, especially for Dinner with the Band, More Than Kitchen Conspirators, it was just like, all right, how do we avoid using as many swap outs? And so I guess, you know, what is your approach to like sort of this breaking down this wall between like what actually goes on behind the scenes of a food show versus like what you're trying to actually do and like what your approach is to that?
Well, I think for us, the best way to make a stop, to stop production and to stop cooking is when there's a natural break. As far as for a show like Dinner with the Band, where we had a time to actually play music was when the lamb loin was in the oven. We had like an hour to go. Or when something needed a marinade. I mean, it was a natural break where we needed just still time to go down. And then we could do some musical acts, and then we could get back to cooking, which actually translates across the show, I think, without like having a swap out ready. It's like, oh, I'm cooking this right now, but it's going to take 4 minutes, and it's actually going to look, the risotto is going to look this way when it's done.
Yeah.
If we were cooking risotto.
No, yeah. Because a lot of that stuff that, like, it'll take, like, you know, if we did, like, 5-10 minutes of cooking, we just cook, and then we just edit it down in post.
Just cut it down.
But the actual cooking is live.
And Sam was great at multitasking. It's like, okay, so I have, if I'm searing the steak over here, I'm going to make the mofongo over here, or vice versa, depending on just maximizing his on-air time to actually make the actual cooking process as short as possible.
I actually have a question. For Cake Boss, how did you do beauties for that? Because, you know, our show is definitely an obvious one, but for Cake Boss, it's like half reality, half that. So how did you, was there an arc to the cake being built in the shows or things like that?
Well, when the cakes are being built on Cake Boss, there's all these mounted cameras, and they actually watch the progression of the cakes being made, and then they ramp them up, so you get this fast-forward speed ramp of the cakes being made, which looks pretty cool, just them like flying up real quick. As well as like afterwards, we get a break, and they're done with the cake, and the staff pulls aside, and then I bring in lights, and we actually take the time to do the slow moves and kind of the quick zoom-ins so they can help fit the show. But something that we did for our last show, Dinner with the Band, is we didn't really take that much time to do separate beauties. We wanted it to be continuous. And how Sam planted that meal and presented it to the camera, I mean, that's going to be the beauty. And that's something that I think Jamie Oliver does on Cooking at Home. Well, it's like, but I mean, a masterful plating. Right,
we were watching that this morning. The mushroom episode and just being like, this
fantastic.
Is it. It's what you see. I mean, they might, you know, do a little cleanup. Oh,
is that the one where he goes to the woods and cooks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is phenomenal.
Just cooking in the forest.
Yeah.
Well, listen, so Luke's going to hang out for a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit more about Dinner with the Band, which coming out November 24th, 11 p.m.
First episode,
IFC. I mean, we're grinning. You got to understand, there's a lot of work that went behind it. But
still lots of work to come.
Lots of work to do, and we're actually going to go hit the post house after this.
Right after this.
But right
is that,
now...
Is that like the gym?
It's like that, but you towel's optional.
Exactly.
So, but right now, I am very, very, very happy to have Lauren Flax in the studio, not just eating, not just chatting, but she's about to drop a DJ set. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. you are listening to Snacky Tunes. We are host Finger on the Pulse, Heritage Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen... Lauren Flax.
Check it. switch of life. You just give it up. Feel the switch of life, but no one can you trust. Reckless switch of life. You just give it away. Feel the switch of life. Living day to day. Reckless switch of life. You just give it up. Feel the switch of life, but no one can you trust. Reckless switch of life. You just give it away. Feel the switch of life. Get away today. You do like the way you wear your shoes and that funky attitude, like your walk, like your talk, so money, so hot. No, it's funny, but it's true. I got this feeling for you. I like the way that you move, like the things that you do, like the way you wear your shoes and that funky attitude, like your walk, like your talk, so money, so hot. No, it's funny, but it's true. I got this feeling for you. You.
sol. El escritor ver una mesa colocada en la vereda. Se juntaban los amigos a discutir la situación. Pero van, van, nareva. Pero van, van, nareva. Pero van, van, nareva. Para maeva mue. Cada vez que te veo, cada vez que te veo, cada vez que te veo, cada vez que te veo.
You are listening to Snacky Tunes. We're your host, Finger on the Pulse. Big shout out to our sponsor, TechServe, for keeping our computers running. RecTech and Jack Inslee, throwing down the production and engineering skills. Heritage Radio Network, Roberto's for feeding us. And a big, big ups to Lauren Flax.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is not pre-recorded. That's real live clapping in studio.
We couldn't afford effects yet, right?
No, and well, we have them, but you're worth more than effects.
Thank you.
So Lauren, why don't you tell us what you played?
Well, the first song was Azari. I think that's supposed to be coming out on Compact's sublabel called Fright, which is like do you know what Compact
is?
Okay, so that's like the big techno label. Fright is going to be like all the dark, you know, dance music, the kind of stuff that I make, I think. And then I played Todd Terry, Special Feeling, which, God, he's amazing. And MK, Burning, which is that classic tune. P.S., MK is remixing You've Changed this weekend.
Oh, my God!
I literally almost peed myself when I found out, so.
You have a list of tracks to send me. And that last one?
Was Catavez by Marina Reyes.
You have that and Inner City to send me, as we talked about last time. But I'll just keep writing you.
He's demanding.
Lauren has turned us on to so much class. I mean, well, Lauren, for the people who don't know you, who is Lauren Flax?
Hold on. I know you can't see it, but I'm putting my head on my hand. When Lauren Flax is home alone...
No, Lauren,
I'm watching Logo nonstop.
Yeah. So Lauren, tell people a little bit about where you're from, who you are.
Detroit, hometown.
Okay.
City proper. Everybody's always like, I'm from Detroit, but they're from like the suburbs, rich. But yeah, I'm from the east side of Detroit, which is pretty gross. But I've been in New York for 9 years.
Which is crazy. Which is funny because I have to look at your... AIM status to figure out where you usually are in the world.
You know,
is she in New York? Oh, no, wait. It's Barcelona Plus. Okay,
it works out really well, though, because I never know who's in town. And, like, people will be like, yo, I'm in Barcelona, too.
Wait,
let's hang out.
You know what? I take that back. Remember when we met up in San Francisco?
Yes.
Because I checked your...
Kind of.
She does not.
Okay. That was like a, yeah. No, she meets a lot of people, but it was. I totally remember now that you were in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I was on...
You came to Dolores
Messenger,
Park.
And I was like, wait, I'm in San Francisco.
Yep, see how that works.
True story.
So what's exciting for Lauren is that she has made this song called You've Changed, featuring Sia, which actually I just rewatched the series finale scene of 6 Feet Under.
Is that why you were crying in the living room?
Yeah, I was like, but I was, really? No, you're interrupting
I'm
my,
sorry,
you're interrupting
I'm sorry,
my transition.
My fault.
Anyway, so, and it's been pretty amazing because, you know, like a year and a half ago maybe, You sent me the roughs.
Yeah. And it's called Rise Up.
Rise Up, I remember that. And like the 9,000 different demos. And now it seems like...
You're giving away the surprise. Yeah. That was not an acoustic guitar falling.
No.
And it seems like things have been really... I mean, why don't you just tell us, you know... I mean, the remix... Just tell us. That might be Fisher.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I finished the song like a year and a half ago, and I started sending it to my friends, and it slowly started developing. And then, you know, I ended up halfway finishing the song, and, you know, I'd been friends with Sia for about a year, and I was just like, maybe she'll sing on it, you know? And I just, you know, I sent it her way, and crazy enough, she said yes, and came over and recorded the vocals in like 20 minutes. And if you listen, there's like lots of layers of vocals, and she did it, bam, 1, 2, 3, 4, in, out. Yeah, and then it was just me editing and like moving things around, and the song was done. And
I remember that because she was like, you're like, oh my God, I gotta go. Sia's here. And then Tori was like, okay. I was like, okay, what, you're taking a break? She's like, no, she's on the way to the airport.
Yeah.
Right? It was like...
Yeah, it was literally in and out. And it's crazy, I was at Sia's this weekend, we're hanging out, and she actually recorded the song for her album. Did I tell you guys this?
Yeah, you told me this.
Yeah.
Yeah, very exciting, so, and it's going to be released as a single, so You've Changed will probably get a little bit more global than I had ever hoped, thanks to her.
You've Changed is about to match your status globally. Because, like, you can't see it, but my hand is above my head. And the sea. Okay. Can I actually ask, emotionally and personally, what's it like to watch this thing you create, like, rise over time? Like, did you put it out of your mind? Was it always there? Like, I've always wondered, like, you work on something and then you sort of just, you let it go and then you're like, well, you know, you hustle, but...
It was just steady excitement. I didn't ever calm down about it. I just knew that this song was going to change my life and my career and get me really going. So I'm happy. You know what I mean? And it's still going now, and it's still going.
It has changed your...
It's changed for the better.
No. All right. So, okay. Anyway, and so just last on this, and then we're going to move to the very special thing.
Hold on, wait a second.
The remix record coming out. When's that?
The 29th, we're going to have a batch of remixes from Christopher Just, which you guys have been rocking, and Tombstone. You guys are rocking that one. Oh my God, it's so good.
I remember
Bonkers Pianos.
When you played that for me, and it was just, and then I played it for Hostage, and we were like sitting in our loft, and he met up with me later, he goes, what was that piano track? I was like, oh, you mean this one? And it was just like in McCarran Park, just like,
You know, you can actually hear that on our last mixtape. Which you let us release.
Yeah. Lead track. Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah.
I nervously wrote you. I was like, oh, wait, we sort of built the opening of this whole thing around it.
I was like, yeah, we should ask her before we put this out.
That's great.
But if you just search Finger on the Pulse, Dirty Fingers mixtape, you can find it. And you can hear it in pretty much its entirety.
Yeah. You guys hooked it up.
We love you.
No.
Yeah.
You hooked it up. No. So anyway.
Wait, I should ask. Actually, I just, there's a couple more. There's like the War Games remix coming out on that one, Chicago. Which is being really big in the UK right now. It's been played a lot on BBC radio. And what else is on there? And Dean Coleman. And I can't remember the other ones. That's a real bummer.
Well, what she's trying to say, plus more, so you should do your own research.
What you're saying is each one's a unique spin on a great song.
Yes.
So listen to them all.
Thank you.
And then find out where they go in your set. You too can DJ when you do. Okay. Anyway, so... When are you playing next? Real quick.
Let's see.
Where in the world is Lauren Flax?
I am going to Monterrey, Mexico on Friday. It says 6 planes in 3 days, Monterrey, Mexico. And then I go to L.A., which is great. And then Reno. And then I have a day off in Reno.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to get real
I want you to check
trashy.
In with me every 15 minutes because I'm afraid for your day off.
Actually, the thing is, Lauren, you're totally wrong. You're playing next right now. Because we have convinced Lauren.
Okay.
We have convinced Lauren to...
You really do this.
You know, I don't want to announce what she's going to play, but...
No, I think you have to.
No. Just let her play, and then go to this.
Okay, let's put it this way. If you've been following her on Twitter, you know what's
about
to happen.
Yeah, you know what I'm about to do.
Great. All right.
So anyway, so you are listening to... Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com.
And after this, Lauren is going to actually get out of here, and then Terry Diabolik is going to spin. So we're going to go, yay, Lauren Flax, everybody. Yay, Lauren Flax.
Oh, God, I should actually... Oh!
Found it, guys.
I want to actually add about my new band.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Me, Melissa from Telepathy, and Lauren Dillard started a new project.
What's it called?
It's like your life is something I'm in love with on paper and in reality.
Dude, I should have played... Oh, my God, why didn't I play the new song? I didn't play it.
We'll play it next week.
Okay. It's not even done yet, but like the song is done, and then we're getting vocals on it this week. But okay. Yeah, we don't have a name. We do have a name for it, but I'm not going to share it yet.
Keep it like a secret.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so here's how it's going to go. Lauren Flax is going to play something awesome. She's going to get out of here. Terry Dybog's going to drop. We're going to bring Luke Riffle back to talk a little bit more. And then I'm going to play a little bit, and then that's going to be your Monday.
It sounds like someone's been learning how to produce, because you just told me how we're going to run the rest of our show.
Wait, yeah, it is. I'm a producer. Anyway, producer. Everybody, Lauren Flax, myspace.com/LaurenFlax.
Yep.
And then just hype machine her to get her tracks and, you know, check out if you've changed.
God, I hope you guys are recording this.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. This is magic. Thank you, Lauren.
Who will save your soul?
That's it.
Yes.
Yay.
That's it. All right. Thank you, Lauren Flax.
Thank you.
Thank you for finally being an official guest. Everybody, Terry Dybog.
I promise, babe.
Terry Diabolik, listening to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. That was just another disco night. Before that was I Found You, classic Axwell track, and the new before that is the new Shinobi track, The Best of Me. It's fantastic. We are joined again by Luke Riffle.
Thank you very much.
Producer of Dinner with the Band, among other things. And like I said, we just wrapped about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Took a rest. Took a break, and I think, you know, the more I think about it, the more I'm just, like, still a little bit in awe of what we did. Not like a, like, pat myself on the back type way, but just, like, it was, you know, we banged out, like, 6 episodes, and I think, 1 week, and I think my favorite episode, well, I mean, it's tough, because they're all your children. I would say maybe the Sharon Jones episode. Yeah, and I think part of it is just the fact that, you know, like, I think I'm editing it right now, so I'm really into it. It's the first, like, episode that we edited. Anyway, so I'm editing right now, but it's really amazing to have a 9-piece soul band in there. But it was great. We made steaks and martinis and onion rings. It was phenomenal. Long Island iced tea, which is your iced tea, but with condensed milk, little tea, and then all the booze. All the call boozes. We actually, over the weekend, the when I come home, martini is more or less a Everclear and coffee.
Coffee martini. It was coffee strong. Martini.
It was strong, but we had that. But I also think I was super impressed by Yacht.
Fantastic. Put on a great show.
Yeah.
One in black, one in white, stepping in and out of darkness and bringing their visuals with them up on the TV set was just phenomenal.
I really think that I think the cameramen were most impressed by Yacht because it's like these two awesome people.
They were feeling
Jonah
it.
And Claire with a laptop, and we felt it.
The cameraman Wilda, James, and Adam did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I mean, I feel really good about it. I mean, I wish we could sit here and like laugh about some horror stories, but
I don't think there really was any. The thing about the show was we literally made a television show with these fantastic bands and these great meals. And yeah, it's a lot of hard work, and we spend a lot of time writing scripts and building out schedules. But then we make it's unbelievably fun what we get to do, and you get paid for it.
You get paid for it, and I mean, I think the one thing that I could say, if anyone wants to hear anybody wasn't, is that and I could say I learned this from Miss Emily Benson, one of the producers who taught me a lot, if not all, I need to know about producing, was that it comes down to pre-production.
Get it organized.
I mean, we originally we were going to spend like the first few weeks writing scripts, and we wrote all of our scripts in, like the first week and a half.
Fantastic.
And we rewrote those every day. I mean, I think even up. I think one of my favorite moments, I'll be honest, it's Thursday night. We finish shooting four of the shows. We are just like exhausted. You're just like, it's midnight, and we're sitting there, and like Luke is typing at the island, and we're just running ideas by each other. And I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to sleep. I just need to lay down on the floor of the kitchen on one of the rubber mats. Like I'm totally with you. Next thing I know, Luke's standing over me, shaking me like, I have to go. I was falling asleep sitting at the island. But that's sort of, you know, and then you're.
Then you make a show the next day.
Then you make a show the next day. You make two shows. It's great. I mean, it's fun. And producing isn't fun when you don't plan ahead of time. And that being said, I don't think that we could have done the show without you, Luke.
Oh, thank you very much.
Look to for future projects from Luke and I. I would say we have some things in the work, and
they're cooking. Can I?
You can say that.
Okay.
He hops on one episode of Snacky Tunes. He's making bad jokes. You're listening to the. Anyway, big shout out today. Are we coming back after your set? We're not?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You're playing us out?
Yeah, I'm gonna play us out.
We got time.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't. Okay, my fault. Okay, so we blew a fuse and we just got
who's the producer here?
We're a little around. Anyway, producer is Jack Inslee. Our engineer is RecTech. So big thank you to them.
TechServe
for saving our computer butts every time. Big shout out to Luke Riffle, who has his own production company, which is
930 Films.
And the website is
930films.com.
And that's 930 as in 930.
Correct.
That's 930 Films.
Big thank you to Lauren Flax.
Big thank you to Lauren Flax.
She's fantastic.
Let's also not forget Paluski, Brooklyn Bowl, September 26th. Wallpaper, who's going to be our guest next week. They're also playing our next Art Time Party with Ender Wiggin and Gavin Royce.
And as always, they do the opening Snacky Tunes jingle, so thank you.
Thank you. And that's October 3rd at Cameo, which is 93rd North 6th behind the Loving Cup. We're doing Fashion Week this week. Dinner with the Band, November 24th.
I'm actually a little overwhelmed.
I'm a little overwhelmed, but hey, it's great to be back. You're going to get us pretty much every Monday live from now until the end of the year. Start thinking about your year-end lists. I'm not saying make them now. We still got a few months left, but maybe we'll do something special for all of you, and we can all do it together.
So I'm going to play us out. We've got two tracks. The first one is, let me see if I get this right. It's Demerit, Phantom's Revenge remix, and then the...
Awesome.
I Am Finn Banshee Tech Remix.
Awesome. So as he walks over, we are Finger on the Pulse, FOTPNYC.com for all the info on our endeavors and whatnot. Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Space.